What I'm thinking about this morning is how difficult it is to find space to have deep thoughts sometimes. As an artistic director, our jobs are so multifaceted and so busy. On Sunday night, I got home late from the PACT conference. Monday morning, I started rehearsals for Blythe Spirit. But before that, I had an interview on CBC. At lunchtime, I had meetings. After rehearsal, I had an interview for a new staff member, and after that, meetings with my assistant director. I really love my job. I love how many different skills it takes to do it, but I'm really looking forward to this thought residency to carve out space to think. This is Ashley Corcoran with my second thought. Today we started staging Noel Coward's Blythe Spirit here at the Thousand Islands Playhouse. This is the first Noel Coward piece that I've directed. And I'm finding myself thinking about the usual suspects, like action and events and objectives. And I'm also thinking a lot about style and etiquette. This is something I'm really curious about, and I look forward to learning more about it. This is Ashley Corcoran, and my third thought. When I'm directing, I notice I am often obsessing about and thinking about the themes of the piece I'm directing, the ideas behind it, maybe the history. Sometimes that is an overt obsession, and sometimes it's more subconscious. What I'm noticing with Noel Coward's Blythe Spirit is that my vocabulary has vastly improved. I'm calling everything supercilious and also overpoweringly demure, hideous, and facetious. I'm enjoying this part of directing this piece. This is Ashley with my fourth thought. One of my favorite parts of my job is how many decisions I both have to make and also get to make. This is right from the many detailed decisions that we're making together in our rehearsal hall to the larger macro decisions about season programming and planning and artistic vision. I'm so far into 2017 season planning that sometimes I'm not even sure what year it is. 2016, 2017. This is Ashley with my fifth thought. This morning I'm waking up thinking about our incredible production team at the Thousand Islands Playhouse. We had a production meeting over lunch yesterday. And I was looking at each member of the team, thinking about how diligent, patient, talented, and hardworking they all are. I feel really lucky to be working with this group of people, and it really brings to mind how much of theater is a team effort and how many different kinds of talents it takes to put on a show. This is Ashley Corcoran with my sixth thought. My thought this morning is simply, if you haven't watched the James Corden Broadway karaoke, I encourage you to do that. I just watched it this morning, and I have to say it's so delightful. And even though there are five big stars in that car driving around downtown New York City, you also see five goofy, talented, very funny theater people. And yeah, it's put a bit of a spring in my step this morning as I head off to rehearsal. This is Ashley and my seventh thought. This morning I am thinking about what happened in Orlando. And while I don't believe that I have a unique perspective to add in this 30-second thought, I did want to say how deeply saddened and angered I am by the entire situation. This is Ashley Corcoran's eighth thought. What I am learning about today is that during tech, I'm bad about being preoccupied with thoughts. We're in tech for Blythe Spirit, so it's all about making a lot of decisions in the timeliest of manners because our tech week is so tight at the Thousand Islands Playhouse. And as of such, I forgot to do my thought this morning, so I apologize. This is Ashley with my ninth thought. This morning I am thinking about and being grateful for all of the people in my life who support me and take care of me, especially at such busy times like Tech Week. A couple of nights ago I came home and my roommate, who's one of the actresses in the show, had harvested some rhubarb from my backyard and had made two pies. I'm proud to announce that I ate an entire pie in about 2 days. And yeah, Crista Colosimo is the best. This is Ashley with my 10th thought. This morning, I'm thinking a lot about artistic focus. And that is because last night at our Studio S concert, which is our classical music series here at the Playhouse, we had the amazing young Italian pianist Luca Barotto come and play for us. Last night, there was also a huge thunder and lightning storm, and at one point during the concert, we lost power. I'd say we only lost it for maybe 10 or 15 seconds, maybe a little bit more. And what happened was, even though the theater was in complete pitch black, Luca carried on playing his music, not missing literally a beat, not missing any moment musically and also physically completely being at one with the piano. I was really impressed with that, and I've been thinking a lot this morning about when we meet as theater artists, different challenges or bumps in the road, how do we keep that artistic focus and carry on? This is Ashley with my 11th thought. I spent this morning driving from Gananoque to Toronto to attend a workshop of our final production of the season, You Are Here. And in the car with me was my dear friend and colleague, Jason Hall, who is a playwright and director. And we talked about everything from art to politics to our personal lives. And it made me realize how lucky I am to have people like that in my life. Hard to sum up our conversation in 30 seconds, but important to have people who you can have these kind of big, deep conversations with, sometimes agree with and sometimes disagree with. And I feel very fortunate. This is Ashley and my 12th thought. Today I am thinking about patience. Out of all the virtues, this is the one that I have tried the most to cultivate in my life, both personally and professionally. I really actually also mean how to develop patience for myself. It's obviously easy to be patient when things are going well, but when things are tougher, where does this patience come from? It's something that I'm working on every day. This is Ashley and my 13th thought. On Monday evening, I was at the Dora Maver Moore Awards, and this has led me to think a lot about community. Even though I now live in Gananoque, 3 hours up the 401, and no longer reside full-time in Toronto, I still very much feel part of that community, and I'm very, very grateful for that. This is Ashley with my 14th thought. This morning we started rehearsals for Into the Woods here at the Playhouse, a piece that I first fell in love with as a 10-year-old when a friend brought over a VHS recording of the PBS broadcast of the original Broadway production. It's a piece that's been a part of my life ever since then, and is one that I dearly love. Now, as a director, looking at it with dramaturgical, textual, and musical analysis, I've realized how much those first experiences watching it as a child affected me. This piece really has shaped the way I think about theater, but also has shaped the way I think about life. Everything from relationships to the relationship between parents and children, to the difficulties and benefits of growing up and growing older, growing wiser and changing. So I feel very lucky over the next month to be delving deep into this favorite musical of mine. This is Ashley with my 15th thought. Happy Canada Day, everyone. It's been a real pleasure doing this thought residency, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity. It's taught me a lot about myself, mostly about how I feel like I go from one problem or idea or solution or thought very quickly to the next. And so I've learned that I'm not always great at recording those thoughts and putting them out into the world, but it's something that I've had a lot of fun doing, and I'm very, very again grateful for the opportunity.